Welcome to Shom Machshava on the Daf. We're holding in Zvochim Daf Yud. The Gemara in Amud Beis gives us the rules that we see in beginning of Maseches Kinim, which is that a chatos, an animal comes as a chatos, the blood goes on top of the Mizbeach, on the top third of the Mizbeach, above Chut HaSikra, while Korban Oilo goes in the bottom part of the Mizbeach. The opposite is when we talk about an oif, we talk about a bird. The chatas oif goes in the bottom part of the mizbeach, while oilas oif goes in the top part of the mizbeach. What's pshat? What's the havana that there's a difference by an animal between the chatos and the oilo, and the opposite by an oif? So the part of Yosef in the beginning of Vayikra brings the name of the Chozim in Lublin, and it's also brought down that Rameir Shapira said the same thing, that a behemo is owned. Who brings a behemo? A behemo is brought down by a rich person because a behemo is more expensive. When a rich person brings a oilo is a nedava, is a donation. We don't make a big deal about it. He's rich, he has a lot of money, he gives donation. That's not such a big asik. So he put the oilo in the bottom part of the mizbeach, which is less chashuv. But if a rich person comes and brings a chatos, and he, even though he's rich and important, he is willing to admit that he did something wrong, so that's very high, that's very chashuv, and that's why the chatos goes on the top part of the mizbeach. But we're speaking about an oif, a bird, it's the opposite. Who brings the bird? An ani. For an ani to admit that he did something wrong is not such a big thing, and therefore chatos oif comes to the bottom part of the mizbeach. But for a ani to give a donation, to give an oila, that's something very special. So that's why oila tzalaif is in the top part of the mizbeach. Rav Moshe Feinstein, in the Dorosh Moshe, goes with a similar mahalach. He says that the chatos of an ashir, of a rich person, the domim are up because it's a simin, that what makes a rich person do a chait? The fact that he's rich and he feels that he's so important, that he has so much. So he has to look up. He has to look up to Shemayim. Remember, everything comes from Hashem. So the blood of the chatos goes at the top part of the mizbeach. The oif that comes by an ani. There, the reason he sins is the opposite. Because he feels that Kadosh Baruch Hu left him. He feels that he's being abandoned. So if he's going to look up, that doesn't help. Because he feels he's not connected to above. He needs to look below. He needs to look at himself. He needs to realize that he's alive. That he has health. That he has a mishpacha. He has what to think of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he should not feel abandoned. The Yishbitzah in the Me'a Shiloyach, he speaks about the animal only, doesn't speak about the bird, and he goes with the following mahalach. He says that the Ivarim, the limbs of the animal, represents the guf of the Adam, and the blood of the animal represents the nefesh of the Adam. So he explains, and this is brought down from three places in Chelek Beis, Parashat Tzav, in Brochus, and in Sanhedrin. He explains that an oilo represents a tzaddik, someone who didn't do anything wrong. He's a tzaddik. He's donating himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A chatos represents a baal tshuva, someone who did something wrong, and he's doing tshuva. So it starts by, b'mokam sheyishochet, a chatos yishochet oilo, the shechita is done in the same place, because tzaddikim and baal tshuva they're both chovim in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we have a machlekes in the Gemara. Who's greater, a baal tshuva or a tzaddik? Says the Me'a Shiloyach, they're both true. Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim chayim. Depends on what aspect. The guf of a tzaddik is greater than the guf of the baal tshuva. Because the guf, the limbs of a tzaddik, they're all kaddish. The baal tshuva, he used his guf to do something wrong. So the guf is greater. But the nefesh of the baal tshuva, the fact that he's yearning and he's crying and running to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he brings in a higher level to Mokosh Shabbat Tshuva Oindim Tzadik Ingmurim Einam Yochim Lamoit. So he says this is represented with the Korban. Korban Oilo represents the Tzadik. The Oilo is Kula Kolil. Then all the limbs go on the Mizbech. That's connected to Tzadik, his entire body is Kaddish. Masheikir Chatos, not all the limbs go on the Mizbech. That's connected to Baal Tshuva. But the blood of the korban is connected to nefesh. So the blood of a tzaddik is lamato. It's in the bottom part of the mizbeach. It's not as great as the blood of the chatos, which presents about tshuva, which is damur lemalo, because his nefesh is in a higher place. Makom shebalei tshuva oimdim ein tzadiki yuchlim lamut. According to the Me'ash Shiloach, I need to understand how will he learn the idea of the oif and why there it's the opposite. To join or to sponsor the Shur Machshava Shiurim, please email shurmachshava@gmail.com.